Welcome to the Pets Who Thrive podcast, where we cover all areas of natural animal health and challenge what we've been conditioned to think regarding how to raise and keep a healthy pet. My name is Tammy. I'm an entrepreneur and a certified animal naturopath with a passion for animals and empowering other pet owners with tools for creating the healthiest version of your amazing pets. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome to today's episode. I am so glad you're joining me. We have Dawn Orr with us again. Dawn Orr is a dog trainer who specializes in behavior. And today she's going to be talking a lot about some of the nonverbal communication that our dogs give us and some of those clues that we can pick up on maybe before it turns into something really bad. And I'm really excited about this content because there's so many topics within this category, and she's going to help clear it up for us. So thank you, Dawn, for being here. I'm so glad you're with us.
I am so glad to be back. This is one of my favorite topics because it's one of the most overlooked and misunderstood, I feel.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've heard over the years, and I know you'd have too, is, my gosh, my dog just bit this little kid out of nowhere. You know, my nephew was here and my dog lunged after him. And it was like there was no reason and it just happened. And I wanted to see if you could maybe talk a little bit about that in particular.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, to even expand on that, you know, it goes along with, you know, it happened out of the blue or all of a sudden. And, you know, there was no warning. There is warning. And that's what, you know, you invited me here to kind of talk about. You know, I even had a client the other day say, my dog just turned into Cujo out of the blue. It's not out of the blue, I promise you. So the one thing that happens, I feel, is we get dogs and we expect them to immediately mold into the human world, into our way of communicating, into our way of doing everything. And it's a very unfair relationship. We do not, as a whole, take the time to realize and understand that dogs have their own language, their own way of communicating. And just like we have, you know, we can give somebody a look and they'll understand what it means. We can give somebody a shrug, they know what it means. And dogs do those same type of things. They communicate with body signals, the way they stand, their looks. I mean, you name it. There are a lot of things that dogs tell you way before a growl or a bite ever happens.
Sure. Yeah. So kind of speaking about that, what are some of the signs that tell you that your dog is either stressed or nervous or uncomfortable? What would be some of the things that you would look for?
So, you know, I would say that one of the top ones is we've got to learn to look at their communication cues. Number one is the tail. The position of it, the way it's doing things. And then, of course, there's the eyes, the ears, and the way they're standing. So, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about the tail. There's been some really interesting and I find fascinating studies on tail positioning. So we're finally beginning to truly understand. So if we can get this into the pet owner's hands, I think the relationship's going to improve so much over the next few years. This was one of my favorite studies. They built this box and they had owners bring their dogs in and they put their dog in this box. And no, it's not cruel. It was for an experiment. And then they would have the owner go to the other side and they would slide this window open. And then they would, you know, record which way the tail was wagging, what was going on. They would shut it and they would have a stranger that the dog had never met before record that. They did it with somebody that was like somewhat maybe intimidating or menacing. I'm not sure, you know, how that would go. I mean, I don't think they were being mean. It's just they needed to record how the dog would react to different stimuli. They did it with pictures of dogs and things like that. And then so they gathered all of this data up and found that when the dog sees somebody that they're happy with or that they enjoy or that they're relaxed with, the dog wagged more to the right. The tail did. So if you ever think, I can't tell what my dog is wagging, yes, you can. So if you're standing looking at your dog and the tail from the middle of their back is veering just a little bit more, if you watch it, you'll notice these things. It means it's like, hey, I'm happy. It's cool. I like you. You know, I'm interested in you.
Like maybe more relaxed.
More relaxed, mm-hmm. In a more relaxed state. So now from that same position, from the middle position, if it's going more to the left, it's like, I'm not really sure. I don't know if I know you. I'm not afraid, but I'm going to be a little bit cautious until I get to see what's going on here. And I found those two tail positions to be astronomically interesting. They've done other further studies where they actually measured the heart rate of a dog in these same scenarios and the tail wag at the same time. So it actually confirmed that previous more basic study. And there's been tons of studies done on this.
That is so fascinating. So, like, for example, when you're working with a dog, I would think that you'd almost have to have an eye for that, because sometimes if you just see a tail moving, you don't really go, oh, is it the right or the left? So is there a certain way that you can tell? Is it easier to notice?
Well, you know, and that's hard. You know, it does take an eye, I'll be honest with you. But that's what I hope people build, really strong relationships within their own dog. It will help you when they see other dogs. I will say that is the problem with our culture today, is where we're docking a lot of dogs' tails and stuff. It's taking away their ability to communicate with us and other animals. So we're really kind of being detrimental in that. That aspect of that one key communicating point.
Right. I can imagine.
So, so it just takes a while. I would say, you know, with your own dogs, kind of put some scenarios out. When you come in, check your dog's tail. And I promise you, after a little while, you're like, oh, it is going a little bit more to the right or the left. When, like, when you're on a walk and they see a stranger, they can still be happy. And it's not like a full on center to left, center to right. It's just more one direction. You will see it. So those are the two keys that will help you really gauge what side of the fence you're on. But then, of course, there's the, what I call the helicopter tail wag. And that just means, I mean, it's going in a full circle, up, down, side to side. I mean, it's almost like they're hitting their ribs sometimes.
Oh, yes. That's one of my dogs.
Yes.
Stella.
The helicopter. Yes. They are over the top. It's like a kid in a candy store where they're just like, they're giddy. They can't move and they can't stop smiling or giggling. That's the helicopter tail wag in a dog. They're just over the moon. You see a dog doing that, it's all on. It's good to go, no matter what dog or person's in the area at that point, because they are flat happy. You've got those, when they see a dog sees a person or another dog that they're not familiar with, and they're really not sure, they're not feeling a good vibe, that tail might go kind of straight up or curve up a little bit, and it's going to be a wag, but it's going to be very gentle, tight wag. Like, I would say maybe just an inch or two sideways, back and forth, back and forth. That's them telling that other dog, hey, I don't really know you. I need you, or a person. I need you to slow down. Let me get a better feel for you, because this is not a comfortable situation for me.
Which is also a good point, because I think, as you know, pet owners, sometimes we think, oh, the tail's wagging, you're happy. And, you know, the dog may be very uncomfortable with the situation. It just may be aroused. And so that's the tail wag comes in. And so it's, again, about seeing the differences.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And reading the tail wag is a little bit more difficult, because with that tail that's a little bit up and the slow wagging, there's that tail that's kind of straight up, but it's wagging pretty good side to side. That's a dog that is aroused. But I don't mean just sexually, because that's what most people think when you said it. It just means it's overexcited. Could be aroused, but that it's doing that and it's wagging so that it's letting other dogs, like, hey, I'm here. You know, let's meet each other. And it's actually allowing the scents from the anal glands to get out there. So other dogs can go, okay, I see you. Oh, your tail's good. I can approach you now. So that's a good one. That's one of my favorite ones. People are like, oh, he's nervous. No, that's a different kind of wag. So it is a different kind of wag. And then, of course, there's that tail that's straight out. It's almost stiff. That's a dog you don't want to approach. That's a dog you don't want your dog to approach. That's a dog that's, if it's in your house and your other dog or your children can approach, or nearing that dog, you need to get them to back off. He's flat telling you, I am not comfortable at all. Please give me my space. That's his first signal. And that's the one that most, out of nowhere, a bite happens. You just missed the number one signal right there.
Good,
that's
point.
A huge one. And then there's the one that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of us in the dog world see, and that's that tail that's down. It's not tucked under its belly yet, but it's down. It's like, okay, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, but I'm still alert enough to might do something. Don't approach me. Let me get the feeling. So you want to never approach a dog that's doing that either. And you don't want your dog to approach a dog, because it's not that he's aggressive or anything yet. He just let you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm not comfortable in the situation. And then there's the tail wag, the tail that it goes completely between the legs. It's touching the belly, almost like it's going to come up through its spine. That dog is just, he is the most uncomfortable you could absolutely be. Doesn't mean you can't necessarily approach him, but please do it politely, calmly. Let the dog kind of get to smell you. Don't try to touch him, pick him up right away. Let him know, oh, okay, you don't mean me any harm. I don't have to stress, but I'm not ready for you to touch me yet. Mm-hmm. So give him some space and some time. Let him get comfortable with you.
Right.
So those are the key tail wags. There are more, but those are the key ones.
Well, and the other thing that makes me think about too is, you know, even a dog that looks happy, you know, we tend to want to go up and approach dogs, you know, and sometimes we got to put ourselves in the dog's shoes. You know, do I want to be approached all the time just because I'm happy? You know, there's sometimes a spatial bubble that is uncomfortable. And so just kind of being there in their presence. I know I have one of my dogs that I have to let everybody know, you know what? He's going to bark at you. Just ignore him. Don't make eye contact. He's going to sniff you and then he'll be fine.
It's about respect. Yeah. I don't know why the human culture has thought, well, it's a dog. And if I want to do something to this dog, the dog will like it. And that's not always true. They spend so much time trying to tell us and we just go, don't care. I'm a human. I'm going to do it. And mm-hmm. it's just not fair. Just like I think you're talking about Quincy. Mm-hmm. It's just not fair. He's letting you know, hey, I don't know you yet. Oh yeah, you're okay. Mm-hmm. And then it's fine. It's mm-hmm. just polite. It's right. respect. And we need, dogs deserve that from mm-hmm. us. Yeah. They just do.
Yeah. And I think it's a responsibility of the pet owner to help communicate that. Because if someone didn't know that and they just walked in and then they leaned over him or, you know, went up to pet him, you know, I mean, it could be a bad thing.
It doesn't mean that that dog, dog's an aggressive dog. That dog had been warning multiple people and he was ignored. He had no choice in that moment to let you know with the aggressive act, whether it be a muzzle punch or an honest bite. Mm-hmm. Hey, you didn't listen to me the 5 minutes I've been telling you. So it's like us. If somebody scares us, we might accidentally slap them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make us an aggressive person. We just reacted in an aggressive manner in that moment.
Right.
Because
right.
we've told people, don't scare me. And what do? You come in the room and go, boo, stop doing that.
Right, right. Exactly. It's a knee-jerk, reflex.
Yes, 100%.
So then you talked about the ears and the eyes. Maybe if you could expand on that a little bit.
So the ears are another really good indicator. I know we've all seen our dogs, you know, we're talking to them all cutesy-wootsy and the baby talk or whatever, or they're excited when we're throwing the ball and their ears are like radar ears. They're always moving. And that's good. That's their way of telling us, hey, I like this, or I don't like this, or I'm not sure about this. I'm trying to process this. So one of the big ways is we call it pricked ears, which means they're just up and they're forward. That's when they're like, hey, what's going on? I'm curious about that. And it could be a dog across the street. It could be you. It could be you. What are you doing with my dish up there? They're just curious. And that's okay. They're just attentive and they're curious. The next one, when they've got those pricked ears, but now their body is stiff. And that's why I say none of these things are one on. You have to look at the entire body. So now they've got the pricked ears. They're still up, a little bit forward maybe, but their body is just like rock hard. They're like, okay, I'm not sure what you're doing. I'm going to watch you like a hawk.
Yeah. And
so
you know what?
Don't make a move.
This also kind of ties into being aware of what the tail's doing as mm-hmm. well. So it's like layering all this together.
Absolutely it is. And, you know, that's another great one that of people not, they only focus on one. I know we get on social media sometimes or whatever, and you'll have people, oh, that dog, they'll see a still shot of a picture and the dog can be totally plain, but they see that one shot. Oh, those ears are forward. That's an aggressive dog. Stop it, people. You've got to look at everything, mm-hmm. everything, every time.
Such a good point.
So, you know, relax. The ears are just doing what they do when you sleep or when they're just, you know, looking out the window, just relaxing. That's good. You can approach the dog, do whatever you want with the dog, you know, as far as in, you know, approaching or petting or what have you. The dog's just like, hey, I'm here. How you doing? Kind of mm-hmm. thing, you know? So there's ears that are moving positions. That's that flick back and forth where they're like, I call it the tune in Tokyo kind of thing. They're concerned, possibly curious. They could be alert, but that's where, again, you have to look at the body and the tail. Mm-hmm. So you know, is it curious as in, hey, what's going on? Or is it, okay, I don't know what you're doing. I'm letting you know by me doing this, I'm trying to evaluate the situation, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And then there's that pinned ears, and that's the one where, okay, you've went a little too far here. They're pinned, they're down, they're straight back. The body is tightening up a little bit. They can even be pinned forward sometimes. It just depends on the breed, but that's them letting you know, okay, I'm not totally comfortable here. I'm not sure if I trust you, kind of thing. But now if you're watching the rest of the body, it could just mean, okay, what just happened? What's going on? It doesn't mean they're afraid. They're just like, whoa, what was that? Mm-hmm. So you have to look at the tail and the body. Mm-hmm. So the same thing could mean multiple things. You can't go on just one thing.
That is such a good point, because one of my dogs, Chicky, when you go and talk to her, you know, baby talk, her ears go back and she starts licking like she is just so ready for that pet, you mm-hmm. know? So it's so true what you just said, just because there's one of the, you know, signals, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean she's upset. She's actually really happy.
Right. So again, look at the whole behavior. And one, this is where, you know, I like how you mentioned it's our responsibility, and it is our, when we choose to get a pet, it is our 100% responsibility to learn how our dog communicates with us, our family members, the other pets, and extremely important to how they communicate with people they don't know well.
Right.
If something happens, it is not that dog's fault. It is 100% our fault for not doing our due diligence and making sure that we understood what the dog was saying, protecting that dog, and then teaching the dog how to deal with those emotions in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's huge.
That's
so if somebody else that saw that with Chicky might go, oh, wait, she's going to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean you know my dog,
mm-hmm.
but I know my dog.
Right.
So we talked about the tail and the eye, ears. So the next one is the eyes. And this is another one that social media, or I would say novice trainers or pet parents that, oh, I've read this on the internet somewhere, and they call it the whale eye. That's where when the dog's eyes are wide open and you can see the whites. It's an overused term, but it is a very important thing to pay attention to. That's why reading the eyes again, I'm going to say this 100 times. I'm sorry, folks. You've got to read the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Quit looking at the cover. Read the whole book so you know mm-hmm. how it truly ends, okay? Mm-hmm. So when the dog is staring at you and you can see that white, look at the rest of the body, because that whale eye could mean, okay, it's too much right now. Stop it. I don't like, you're too close. It could mean a multitude of whatever's going on in that moment. It's too noisy. Don't you touch my collar, kind of thing. There mm-hmm. is a warning. And this is one of the signals that is usually overlooked. When I go to clients' houses, you know, and I see it and it just breaks my heart. And then it can sometimes almost anger me. I'm sitting there talking to the pet parent and their child is over there squeezing the dog's neck, laying on the dog. They sit on the dog and that dog's eyes are like the size of a softball. The pupils mm-hmm. are almost gone. And the owner's like, oh, my dog loves that. No, your dog does not.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop it mm-hmm. before the dog has had enough and reacts.
Right.
So that whale eye is huge, absolutely huge. A whale eye could also mean, hey, I'm excited. So he's playing and he just looks a little sideways. So again, whole body, guys, mm-hmm. it could mean excitement. So learn your dog. The dog sometimes will look at a situation like another dog or a new human and they'll blink a lot, almost like they're winking at you. And that can mean nervousness to overly excited. Again, read the situation, read the body language, okay? The one thing I want to say with that well eye that is dangerous is when their head does not move at all. If it's well-eyed and the head's not moving, that's the one you want to watch. Mm. Now, when it's moving, it's not as bad. It's more of a like, hey, let's play. I'm okay. Just be gentle with me kind of mm-hmm. thing, if that makes sense. The worst one is if a dog is staring at you and he does not move his head, he does not move his eyes, I would severely advise you need to leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
You need to back up and call for help because
mm-hmm.
he's flat telling you, I'm not comfortable at all. And one more move, I don't trust myself. I might follow through with what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a serious thing. so many people ignore that one. Mm-hmm. It's just scary how many people overlook that one.
Yeah.
So those are the three top things to look for. There, of course, there are a lot. There's the lip licking. A lot of dogs will think, oh, why is my dog licking his lips so much? That's how dogs, one, calm themselves down. That's how they will analyze a situation sometimes. Like, okay, I need to think this through. And they'll just start licking a lot. Or they'll use it to calm themselves down. And when something's been a little too stressful or you've made them think a little too much, they're like, okay, I'm going to calm myself down. And they'll just lick their lips a whole lot. Like they're trying to get peanut butter off of their lip or something. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad one, but it is one to watch for. You're pushing the dog a little too much or you're challenging the dog too much.
Right. So what are some of the other, you were kind of talking about some of those things that I guess could be called calming signals or kind of help them deal with the situation. Maybe you could go into a little bit of those.
So yeah, we talked about the lip licking or the tongue flick is what some people call it. It means they're nervous, but it also means they're processing. So that's a little calming signal. Like they'll do it to other dogs and you'll think, what are they doing? But that's that dog going, hey, I see you. I mean you no harm. See what I'm doing here? My body's relaxed. I'm licking my lips a lot. Dogs will yawn. And yes, they can yawn when they're tired. They also will yawn when, and to mimic us sometimes. But the biggest reason dogs will yawn is that it is a stress signaler. Mm-hmm. It's letting them know, okay, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed, but I'm okay. But so I've got to yawn this energy out. It's kind of like us when we shake our hands kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm shaking that stress off, but they do it with a yawn.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting thing because when Quincy first came to live with me, Stella, they're now, they play all the time, but the way she plays, she's very verbal. Mm-hmm. I call her the mountain lion because she's very loud. And in the beginning, he was yawning a ton.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know what to make of it. Right. And now he knows her and they play a lot. But sometimes I had to like split them up because I didn't know if it was a little, looked like it was a little too much for him.
And it absolutely could have been because they're not used to being around that type of dog. It can be overwhelming because they've only been around a dog that's communicated this way. And again, that's where socialization comes in. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get your dog used to as many other dogs so they know how to read these other things.
Right, right.
Because yes, it's an instinct, but if they aren't used to it, then instinct gets rusty. Mm-hmm. It's like us.
Yeah.
We gotta use that muscle to keep it fresh. And we talked about the well eye. That could be another. It's, you know, I mentioned it as kind of like a warning or a dog reading, but a well eye could also be them or their own way of going, whoo, and their eyes get big. So they take a deep breath and they can relax with their whale eye. Dogs, I'm sure we've all seen it. They'll approach another dog and they'll turn their head like, okay, I mean you no harm. I just want you to know I'm here. I can still see you, but we don't have to look at each other. That's how they'll really greet each other, let them know, whew, everything's good. Okay, I might want to play with you, but can we have a few more minutes to get used to each other?
The poster child for that is Duke. He comes to the store all the time. Mm-hmm. And when he meets another dog, he always turns his head.
See, that's funny. So, once again, you've noticed that. And if people would watch other dogs, you'll see a lot of these. Mm-hmm. I feel that a lot of these that we've just talked about, the few we've talked about, are overlooked at my worst place in the world is dog parks because nobody knows these signals. Oh, they're just playing. No, that dog's about to rip that dog's head off and you think it's cute. Mm-hmm. Not cute.
Yeah.
So, you think of a furrowed brow as somebody who's tense, but dogs will do that. They've got to get the they got to release those muscles. Mm-hmm. So they'll furrow their brow, think for a minute, and then breathe that stress out of the eyes so their eyes and their head can relax. Their jaw might tense a little bit. Again, it's a way for them to go, ooh, got to get this out of here. They've got to relax all the muscles in their body. And that's how that other dog can go, oh, he's working through this. I'm going to stay here and watch. They can learn to approach. A dog that's nervous around people a lot of times or even around family members, I'm sure we've seen dogs that will come up and they'll lean on you or they'll even take their paw around you. That's just their way of going, okay, I'm breathing. I love you. And dogs don't hug in the sense that we hug, but they do hug. If you've ever seen puppies, they're all climbing on each other. They're laying. I mean, you'll have four puppy paw high. Mm-hmm. That's just them going, okay, we're good. We're all together. And they'll learn to do that with us sometimes too, where they either want to push against you like, oh, my leg's killing me. Stop. Mm-hmm. But that's their way of going, I'm relaxed. I want to lean into you and let the whole rest of the world go. And other dogs will hold on to you. Some dogs, I think your dog, Jake, does it, where he's like, okay, look, we're going somewhere. I just want to be close to you and know that everything's good. And they'll grab your arm with their mouth. They don't bite, but that's another way of them going, whew, everything's good, but I'm with you. I'm safe now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are tons of ways. Some dogs, when they're breathing or panting, mm-hmm. their tongue, instead of being kind of down and out, it'll kind of curl like a bowl, like a taco shell kind of. That's just them going, oh, okay, I'm relaxing my mouth some more. Mm. I'm going to town. Everything is good. There are a lot of things. Shaking. If a person who owns a pet hasn't seen this, they've been in a stressful situation or an overly excited situation, and they come in and they do that whole full-on body shake. That's them going, whoo, I'm good. They're shaking all of that stuff mm-hmm. off. That one's awesome. Those are some more appeasement calming signals. They do some other stuff when they're nervous. So you want to, you know, if you don't see any of these calming signals and you just see these where they're panting a lot and it just doesn't seem to stop, mm-hmm. Where they're shaking, you can literally see the muscles shaking in them. And it could be just like, sometimes it's just their legs. Sometimes it can be the whole body. Excessive drooling is letting them know, I can't deal anymore, and I'm just nervous. I cannot stop. Mm-hmm. They won't look you in the eye. They won't focus. No matter what you do, look at me, sit. And they're like, I'm done. I've shut off. They can't, their brain won't allow them to focus. We can repeat and try as hard as we can, but their brain is so shut down.
And
they,
you know,
just won't.
That brings up a point that I want to make here.
Sure.
And I think it's related to, like when you say, you know, pet owners say sit. Sometimes the pet owner, when they tell their dog to do that at home, it's bed on the floor, great. But sometimes when they're in a new environment, they don't make that connection.
Correct.
And so sometimes, you know, we see that in the store too, where people are, you know, sit. And the dog is just so overwhelmed. You know, it's very stimulated because there is a million scents in the store, not only with food and treats, but also other dogs.
Noises.
So sometimes I think too, it's important to, you know, recognize that it's not a generalization, you know, that, you know, just because they notice it doesn't mean they can do it right now in the moment.
100%
with what's going on around them.
And dogs, just like us, if we're stressed, we're like, I hear you, but, mm-hmm. and that's what the dog's doing. I hear you, but do you not see everything that's going on around me? Oh my mm-hmm. gosh. Why are you yelling at me now? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be my human and now you're yelling at me, you know? Mm-hmm. And they just, it's sad because, I mean, I know we don't do it on purpose. I'm going to wake up and abuse my dog today kind of thing. But,
yeah.
you know, we got to take the time again to understand our dog, build that relationship. So we'll know, okay, it's too much. Let me slow down.
Right.
No, I'm here. Because the calmer we are, the quicker they'll go, oh, you got this. Thank gosh.
Yeah.
I can relax. Okay, you want me to sit down? Yes, I will.
Yeah.
So
and I think
awesome.
It's just about having that awareness. You know, it's not about, you know, shaming mm-hmm. anyone, but a lot of times it's you don't know what you don't know, you know.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, realizing that sometimes they are a little overstimulated and saying the word again and again isn't really going to get the result. It's going to create more stress.
Absolutely. Because by now all the dog is listening to is your tone and not even the word. And
right.
say, my human is angry. Why? And then they'll sit out of nervousness,
mm-hmm.
not out of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And by then it's kind of like, oh, you're my poor baby. I was mean to my baby and didn't mean to be, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So one of the last ones that, you know, when we're talking about reading body language, especially in situations like that, even or other dogs, other people, is we've all heard it called the hackles.
Mm-hmm.
And when the hackles go up, it can be the hair just above the tail on the behind. Hackles can go up all the way up to the neckline,
mm-hmm.
right at the base of the neck. That doesn't mean that they're aggressive. It can mean that they're overly excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy. Woohoo! Party, mm-hmm. party. Again, read the entire body's language. Now, when dogs are doing that in an aggressive sense, what they're doing is, believe it or not, there's an odor that comes from the glands on their skin that is being projected. So other dogs can go, whoa, I smell that. Your hair's up. I'm backing off. So it is an important thing to note. But again, that's how dogs communicate with ways we will never be able to smell
mm-hmm.
and even hear because they communicate silently too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, have you ever been walking and you feel like, man, the hair on the back of my neck is going up.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around, there's nobody there, but you know something's off. Dogs communicate that way. So it's a silent communication.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss that. But the more we can learn all these few things we've talked about right now, the quicker we can handle a situation and be our dog's advocate and protect our dog no matter what. And learn to protect ourselves and our dog from a dog on the street that we don't know.
Right. Such great points. And then you talked about the dog that maybe puts those scent glands, you know, that has a scent. Mm-hmm. You know, one dog might back up where another dog goes, oh, it's on.
Absolutely.
You know, so you don't know what the outcome could be.
Absolutely. But the more you can read those mm-hmm. those signals ahead of time, a prime example, let's say, you know, you're walking in a park and your dog is on a leash, but you've got, you know, a dog or multiple dogs coming at you off leash, and you can yell at the other person like, hey, my dog is not comfortable with other dogs. Please stop and get your dogs on a leash. But they either, one, don't hear you or choose to ignore you. I mean, it's multiple things. And your dog's hair goes up. So at that point, you have to find a way to read that other dog to let them know and be able to communicate with them in a way to go, stop. Mm-hmm. You're not listening to my dog. You have to step in. Because mm-hmm. if that dog that's coming at you stops and their hackles go up and they get stiff, I hope somebody knows how to run fast because
exactly.
it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
But if that dog is just like, whoop-de-doo, you can get that dog to stop and focus on you and still be protecting your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So again, reading both dogs, multiple dogs, is vital in being a proper dog parent.
Yeah, good point. So there's also some other things here about, I guess, again, self-calming and refocus behaviors. And maybe you could kind of mention a little bit of those.
So, I'm going to get just a tiny bit technical. This is called displacement language. So displacement language helps dogs to self-calm, refocus their attention. They really do try to be good. They don't like confrontation. They just want to live, eat, sleep, play, and be loved. That's mm-hmm. all they truly want.
Right.
Even, you know, the people say, oh, these dogs are aggressive dogs. Well, but if it's not genetic, then they were taught that.
Mm-hmm.
As a whole, dogs don't want to fight. Something triggers them. And they either, one, couldn't calm themselves down, or the other dog didn't read them well mm-hmm. enough to view the situation on their part. So if they've got a perceived or even a real threat, there's a lot of these things that dogs will do. They'll look away. They'll even, it's crazy, but dogs will even sneeze to go, you know, to get the other dog to go, whoa, what's that dog doing? Not paying attention to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why should I approach the dog some more, you know? A dog can shake, you know? I mean, and by shake, I mean the whole body shake, like they're getting out of the water or something. It's just letting them know, I mean nothing. Look, I'm shaking it off. Don't, I'm good. Don't bother me. A lot of dogs, really good, smart dogs, they'll immediately look away, get their nose to the ground, and just start looking like they're hunting for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting that other dog know, could care about you. I'm down here minding my business. Mm-hmm. You go on about your day, please, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do a lot of nose licking sometimes if the dog's not listening and responding to them. So they're like, okay, do you see me calming myself down? Please look at me what I'm doing. Don't come closer. I don't want to engage with you, please.
Mm-hmm.
That's another perfect time when they do the yawning. They're trying to de-stress themselves down and let the other dog know, I don't mean anything. So look, I'm calming myself down. You go on, please. They'll even turn circles sometimes. And you think, oh, that means they're wanting to play. Not all the time. Again, read the entire situation and the entire dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pacing, they'll just go back and forth, back and forth. It's not like a long walk. They'll go, they'll turn a circle, they'll come back. Let's just let them know, I don't mean anything. Look at me. I just want to mind my business over here. And mm-hmm. all of these things mean that. And if that owner has taught their dog and learned their dog, these will help. One of the ones that when a dog's really close to shutting down, it's almost like they're in pain in a way and their teeth will just chatter like they're freezing.
Mm-hmm.
They're in like, okay, I don't know how much more of it I can take. They're mm-hmm. letting their other dog know, please, I'm begging you. Like mm-hmm. they're on the ground, you know, you see on TV, don't shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the teeth chattering stage almost. Mm-hmm. I don't mean you anything. Please go away.
Interesting.
I don't want to fight. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. Please go away.
Yeah. Well, that is, gosh, that's really interesting. And a lot of these are very similar in, you know, it, again, just trying to diffuse. And it's kind of like what you said, that their goal is not to fight. I would think that in general, they seek balance.
Mm-hmm.
But because of something that got off of balance, now they might you know, something might tip them, tip the scales. So
absolutely.
So the next thing that we were going to talk about is the appeasement language.
So it's really close to the displacement language. It's just the next level or a different door, so to speak. Again, it's a perceived threat. I'm a lover, please. I don't want to fight. I don't want to get hurt. All of these kind of things. If the dog starts these kind of things, they're going to do the following. They're going to do the head bobbing or the lowering, almost not a full sniff. It's just the head's down and they don't want to make any eye contact. Don't look at me, please. I don't want to go any further. I want this to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We talked earlier about the head turn. Again, mm-hmm. that head will turn, but their eyes will go through with their head. They won't even be looking anymore. They don't want to know what's about to happen. If I don't look, it's not real kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know? Again, averting the eyes. The eyes are going to go where the head goes, so they don't mm-hmm. want to know. The lip licking is going to happen on this. And here goes that low tail we talked about. It's not going to go under the body all the way. It's just going to be straight down to let them know, please, I'm not comfortable in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is not who I am. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another one that's great for this one that a lot of people are like, oh, that dog wants to be loved. Dogs will do this as an appeasement gesture. They'll flip over and it doesn't mean they want to be petted. They're just going, they're letting the other dog or humans know, okay, I'm a lover, please. I just want to lay here. Don't acknowledge me. Please just move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is another one that's very highly misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge in this situation, whether it be another dog or humans.
Right. Wow. That is a good one. Because a lot of times you do think, oh, they want a tummy rub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about curious language?
So this is another one that I love because dogs are the most curious creatures in the world. And they always want to know what's going on. What are you doing? Where have you been? What are we about to do? What are they doing? Oh, did you see that? Did you see that? Look, a bird. Look, a squirrel. You know, that kind of thing. So these are ones that almost everybody will know, though. So this is going to be, and that's why they're so short, because almost everybody knows these. But you know, that whole head cock, you know, when you're talking, like, boo, and their head's going from one side to the other side. And here goes the ears up and mm-hmm. tune in Tokyo ears, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one that a lot of people don't notice is their paw will even go up, almost kind of like to go, hey, where they're trying to lean forward a little bit to kind of get a better grasp of it. And then their mouth will even be closed. A lot of times, you know, you'll think they'll be panting, but if they're really focused on like, what are you doing? Their mouth will be totally closed so they can hyper-focus on analyzing what you're doing
mm-hmm.
just because they're curious.
Mm-hmm.
They might want to get involved.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're afraid. They're really wanting to know.
Right. Defensive and offensive language. What is this?
So, you know, we've talked a lot about defensive, all these other things we've talked about, but these behaviors can be both. Again, look at the whole body, read everything. So if a dog is coming or a person, you know, a dog might give these defensive signals that we talked about in the others, like with the head down, the sniffing, all those kind of things, the tense mouth. But in these, if he's trying to tell you, okay, you haven't listened to anything. Oh, I'm a dog. I have to follow my instincts. I have to follow through with this stuff. So their body might get stiff and start leaning forward like, come on, buttercup, we're about to fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you move another inch, I'm going to have to follow through. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they want to, but this is their final warning to let you know, I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't move. Their mouth will get tight, won't necessarily growl, but it will get tight, and you might see just a little bit of their teeth. That snarl just a little bit, but at this point, there still might not be any noise whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
By now, you haven't listened, so now they're going to do some air snapping, where they're just biting at the air like, okay, if you come closer, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's just, I mean, you know, if your finger was out there or if a stick was in there, it sounds like it's going to snap it in two.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the jaws of, like, I don't know what, but it's mm-hmm. scary when you hear that air snap. Again, the air snap could mean play as well. But when you're in, we're talking about this state when the body's stiff and all these other things.
Taking everything in consideration.
Into control, yes.
Yes.
Now, we haven't listened to any of these. We are silly humans. We've ignored them. Now they're going to do what we call a muzzle punch. And that's where I don't want to bite you. I'm going to give you another warning. And they're just going to come up and their mouth is going to be closed or open a pinch. They're not trying to bite you. And they're going to punch you hard. And it can feel like a bite. That's them going, please back off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me go any further. I'm just not comfortable. And that's where a lot of people go, this happened out of the blue. I just read the four things before this one. So right. It did not happen out of the blue. Right. Okay. So, again, that's called the snapping. Now, it leads into the nip that I just talked about. I mean, it's where they will bite, but it's just like a snake bite. I did it real fast. Mm-hmm. So there is teeth now because, again, silly humans aren't listening. Mm-hmm. Silly dog. Well, my humans let me do this. You must like it. No. This dog just told you stop, and you mm-hmm. didn't stop. Mm-hmm. So now, crap. Now it's a real bite. Mm-hmm. He hasn't let go yet, but he's not continually biting. It's just that one bite and a hang on. Like, okay, are you going to listen to me now, human? I'm not going to let go yet. Are you listening? And does the same thing with dogs. Here and now is when you're going to start hearing the noises come in. Mm-hmm. They're dead serious now. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting go. And then you've got those certain breeds that do the continuous. So bite, 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 bite. So there'll be multiple wounds. Mm-hmm. But if we listen to everything I've talked about so far, the odds of this happening should be 1%. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2%.
Yeah.
If you're really paying attention.
Well, and I think the other thing to point out here too is that you could go from 1 to 5 in a split second.
Yes, in a blink of an eye.
Yes. And so sometimes it really takes just being so aware
absolutely.
Of the situation and being ready to respond.
Yes. And you know, this is where we as our pet advocate, when we see these happening, and at this point, they don't know how to calm themselves down. We want to stop it at that first thing. Once it's gotten to the bite, we don't want to move our body into that because mm-hmm. we're going to lose every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are ways, but I don't want to get into all that. That's not what it's about. We're trying to study language. But please take time to write some of these things down and really think about it. Start mm-hmm. watching your dog every day. What's he do when I feed him? What's he do when he goes out the door? What's he do when he sees a squirrel? What's he do when he sees my friend, my neighbors, my kids' best friends? You will start seeing things you've never seen before.
Well, and the other thing that I've seen that's pretty cool is if you video these
favorite.
And then you can and then you can go in slow motion,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you can see more, you know, because again, it goes so fast. Sometimes you don't see it. But if you video different scenarios, then you can go, oh, okay, that's why this happened.
I love that point. Yeah, you beat me to that one. I do that with my clients a lot. They're like, I am doing that. No, you really didn't. You waited way too long. The dog jumped on you because he was trying to tell you, you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening. Well, then he wouldn't have jumped on you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's show you the video back. And they'll go, oh, shoot, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your dog told
the video doesn't lie.
Videos can't lie, unfortunately.
Exactly. So relaxed language. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So this is our most favorite one, and this is going to kind of wrap everything up. You know, and I'm gonna incorporate this one into one of the most misunderstood. It's like when strangers that aren't comfortable with dogs sometimes, they'll come into a house and the dog is super happy and they're thinking and it's running at them or whatever. Oh my gosh, that dog, is it safe? Is it dangerous? Will it bite me or whatever these things are? So if you see a dog with its, you know, it's just the ears are, like I said, in that down state. And even the upright ears, they don't have to be down. They're just relaxed. You can tell there's no tension. Their mouth can be a little bit open, like, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. You know, not tight, not wide open and that kind of stuff. A dog might approach you and then stop for a minute, like, hey, you want to play with me?
Mm-hmm.
We call that kind of a play bow, but they may not go all the way down with a human because they don't know you well enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do that little mini freeze and they might jump towards you just a little bit like, hey, you're good. You didn't do anything. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where we talked about that belly rub.
Mm.
So if you see all these other things, you know, that tail wagging like in a helicopter wag or just back and forth, just freely. And the dog's got hopping and doing all kinds of stuff. Flops over like, woohoo, let's party. Touch me kind of thing. That's mm-hmm. them inviting you into their world. Okay, so that's a good, like, I like you, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Come near me. They can squint or blink sometimes, like, oh, I like you. Do you want to pay attention to me? It's kind of mm-hmm. like that little flirt, wink things we do, mm-hmm. you know? And I love one of my favorite things is they wag from the neck back. Their mm-hmm. whole spine just, doop, 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 doop. Mm-hmm. You're good to go on that, mm-hmm. that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So take these things, memorize those, especially when you're on a walk and you see other dogs. So a dog can be on a walk and you think, oh, rah, 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 it's growling, but they're excited. So if you stop for a second and then watch what the dog was doing before he started doing the bark, he was doing all those things, but nobody paid attention to him. So mm-hmm. now he's barking out of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really good ones to see and pay attention to when you're on a walk so you can really understand, I don't go near that dog, it's aggressive. No, yeah, that dog's frustrated because he was telling you, play with me. Mm-hmm. He was panting, he was, you know, tail wagging, and dadgummit, I'm on a leash and they're holding me back. Mm-hmm. Somebody come and do something over here.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of my, the highlights. I mean, we could talk about this for hours, but these are some of the highlights that I wish people would really take the time and get to, hey, become one with your dog, man.
Absolutely. So what would you say, kind of just to sum this up and wrap everything up kind of in a little package here as, I mean, because I know we've covered a lot of information.
Number one, like I mentioned earlier, if you get a dog, it's your responsibility to learn these things. It's just like, you know, when we get into a relationship, it's learning how our partner communicates with us. You know, that little like, you're mad at me, and they give you that look. No, I'm not. I can tell that you are. So the dogs, they communicate the same way. The way they sit, the way they walk, the way they look at you. Take the time to learn these, and you will have the best relationship and the best dog for the life of that dog. And what a way to go instead of every day worrying, I don't know, why does my dog do this?
Mm-hmm.
My dog does it all the time. What if my dog bites? Well, but what if you studied and worked with your dog today? A bite probably mm-hmm. will never happen unless he's right. pushed to the limit. It's like I tell people all the time, one of my clients, if you push me against the wall enough times, I will eventually slap you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel at that point I have no recourse because
mm-hmm.
I'm pinned. But if you learn to talk to me and say, okay, I know you're not comfortable, but let's go over here and talk, then yay.
Yeah.
And your dogs will do the same thing.
Yeah.
So make your guest, you know, venture into your home welcoming. You read your dog, you know that they're over the threshold, then put them somewhere else for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying lock them up, but just let them know, hey, these are people who are okay, and you relax, and then they can start going, oh, thank gosh, my human's got everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
What a good life you're going to have with your dog.
Absolutely. That is such great information. And I also know that because this is, you know, kind of another language for you, a lot of people are probably listening going, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could notice that, or, you know, that sort of thing. If they wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
So you can email me. It's just dawn@holisticcaninecoach.com. And the holistic is with a W, WHOLISTIC, the letter K, the number 9.com.
All right.
And I am on Facebook as well under the same name. So you can reach me any way you would like.
And then what about, do you have a website or anything?
It's holisticcaninecoach.com as well.
Okay, very good. I will add that information to the show notes so that if anybody wants to reach out to you, because I think this is such valuable information, and we just have to recognize that just because we have the language, our English language, doesn't mean that our dogs have that. And we need to, as a responsible pet owner, take the time to learn theirs.
Absolutely. This was fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me. It was very good information. So we'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening in today. If you love this episode, share it with someone who may also want to help their pet. You can share it now or post it on social media. Tag me in it so that I can reach back out to you. I'm so proud of you for taking steps to help your amazing furry family member. Talk to you soon.